أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون صدق الله العظيم Inshallah we discuss verse number 103 of Surah Ali Imran. Just to recap these verses, the verses before this were revealed on the occasion when Shammas bin Qais, a Yahud, tried to create dissension amongst the Aus and the Khazraj that were at loggerheads before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to Medina Munawwara. After he had come, not only had they united, but together they united, and they united with the Muhajireen, and they created this bond of brotherhood that was never witnessed in the history of mankind. On trying to break that unity, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these verses. The verse that we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had first of all given us two advices, two commands. One was, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the right of the fear of Allah ta'ala. The second is that do not die unless you are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects from within our hearts, that our hearts, the taqwa must always be of Allah ta'ala. And number two, our zeal and enthusiasm will always be to fulfill the desire of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is from a personal level, from an individual level. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes on to a collective level, on a community level, or if we like to, on the level of the ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jami'an, all together, wala tafarraqu, and do not divide, do not disunite. What is this rope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about? Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said that hab kitabullah huwa hablullahi al-mamdud min as-sama'i ila al-ard. The kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Quran Sharif, it is the habal, it is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is suspended from the sky to the earth. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of the Quran Sharif that is suspended from the sky to the earth in one narration. On the one hand is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the one side of the rope is the hand of Allah ta'ala, and then on the other side will be the hands of the servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ulama have explained that this example is so pertinent that if we can try and internalize it, visualize it, that there is a rope and people hold on to that rope. So it is natural that when people hold on to the rope, everybody has to come together. Nobody can fragment, nobody can disperse and try to hold on to the rope. Everybody has to come together to hold that rope. And this is the example that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْضَى لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, in other words, as an ummah of three things. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased for you of three things. Now here one important aspect that is related to the verse in itself. One is Allah ta'ala is pleased that we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَنْتَ تَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the fact that you hold on to this habal, you hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do not divide yourselves. That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased. Going on in this hadith, just to complete it, the next part of it is that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to look after your affairs, in other words, when it was in the Khilafat of Islam, or at a lower level insofar as our communities are concerned, etc., then to have altruism, to be sincere, helpers to our leaders. When we are true to them, so long as they are abiding by the rules of Allah Ta'ala, the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then to be sincere to them, that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves. The three things that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala disloves, in the hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, قِيلَ وَقَدْ قَالْ قِيلَ وَقَالْ. Things that people say, we always say, we heard, he said, we said. In other words, this type of gossip, uncertainty about who said what. Because those are things really that begin to fragment the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next part is وَكَثْرَةُ السُّؤَالِ. To question unnecessarily about the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That one is to question when there is a sincere desire in the heart of a person to practice upon the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But when a person begins to question unnecessarily, that questioning in itself creates doubt in the heart of that person. And then that is now against and is contrary to that taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. And then wa'idha'atul mal, and the unnecessary squandering of wealth. In other words, a person does not spend according to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second aspect about this hablullah is this, that a person holds this rope going up. In other words, there is always an elevation going up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rope itself will never break. It is only that a person leaves the rope and then that person falls, and the person falls hard. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah Ta'ala says, do not divide, do not disunite. There is no doubt in the fact that there would be differences of opinion, like we have seen in the Imam Mujtahideen, the four Imams, whether it was Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Malik. We have seen that there had been differences of opinion, and there have been a number of differences of opinion. But never did we find that there was any form of disunity amongst them. There was discussion, there was dialogue, but there was never ever disunity. So there may be differences of opinion, but that difference of opinion should never create any form of disunity. Today we find the contrary. The slightest difference of opinion creates a huge and a large difference between people, and that creates a fragmentation of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The next point that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings, now this is in actual fact the system and the situation that was existent in the time of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the whole ummah to remember it, but there is a very important lesson. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً. And remember the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you when you were enemies. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cast love between you. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Then you had become by the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brothers. Two things here. Allah ta'ala is calling us to remember. One is this, it is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, this is a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala to be united. Now this is what we have always forgotten, this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we remember that it is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then probably the thought will come in our hearts. One is the unity of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is a huge and a large thing to worry about. But in our own families, between us and our brothers, between us and our family members also, we just need to remember it is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to unite Whatever our differences are, keep it apart and try to unite, because this is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bond of brotherhood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places within us. That is a very great ni'mat from Allah ta'ala, so we need to remember it as a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about more particularly the Aws and the Khazraj before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Medina Munawwara. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ, that you were on the brinks of the pit of a fire. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the feud that they had between themselves. It, as we spoke about it earlier, one feud would last for 120 years. They would fight between themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this feud as though you were in on the brinks of falling into the pit of the fire. The fire would mean the fire of Jahannam. If our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not come, فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا, Allah ta'ala saved you by the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the second aspect we should remember, that we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have all the ingredients, we have all the prescriptions of the bond of brotherhood, but unfortunately we have forgotten this Quran, this habal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have forgotten the prescriptions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Allah ta'ala says, similarly then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified for you, آيَاتِهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala signs, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, so that you may be guided, you may seek the right path. And here again, it is in the bond of brotherhood that this ummah will find the right path, and this ummah will be guided. May Allah ta'ala guide the leaders of this ummah, and may Allah ta'ala guide each and every one of us to understand and realize that in brotherhood would lie the strength of this ummah. Let us start from our family units, and then we worry about our communities, and inshallah Allah ta'ala will do the rest. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.